This is Let's Talk Business with your host, Mark Ebinger. Now, here's Mark.
Welcome to Let's Talk Business, a show that highlights and promotes entrepreneurs to learn more about their vision, goals, and marketing strategy. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the business of plumbing inspections, especially during real estate transactions. In studio with us today is Tito Pacheco and Desi Cuellar, the Right Guys from the Right Guys Plumbing. Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Good. I'm doing amazing. Thank you for allowing us here today.
Yes. How do you guys like the studio?
It's amazing.
You know what? I remember in the times of KT, brother, and let me tell you something. This is a beautiful studio. Yeah. It is. It feels great to be here today.
Yeah, over at KTSA, you had to worry about the mics falling off and all the weird stuff.
Yeah, I know here is a little more comfortable. I love it. I love the setting. You guys did amazing. It's awesome.
All right. I'm your host, Mark Ebinger, the owner of Krukas Virtual Staffing, a company that specializes in hiring virtual assistants from outside the United States. Now, if you're a business owner and want to learn how to hire amazing virtual assistants from the Philippines, register for my free upcoming webinar by visiting our website at krukas.com. That's C-R-U-K-U-S.com.
And I'm Howie Nestel. I own Sharkmatic Advertising, been at this marketing game for 3 decades, and I help companies leverage digital marketing to grow their business. Anybody can build you a website. Anybody can claim to post for you. But if that's not getting more eyeballs to your marketing, it's not turning into prospects. Prospects are not turning into leads. Leads are not turning into business. So that's what we specialize in. I know that people don't come to us for a logo or a website. They come to us because they want more clients. So if you want to find out more about that, visit us at sharkmatic.com.
Quick reminder to follow the Let's Talk Business podcast on all major podcast platforms and social media, where you can catch video versions of the show. You can get to everything easily from our website at satalkradio.com. Now, if you're going to be in the San Antonio area on Thursday, May 16th, be sure to join us at the next Let's Talk Business Mega Mixer. We are expecting 150 to 250. I think we're going for 250 on this next round. Business owners and entrepreneurs on site to mix, mingle, have some fun, and do some business. You can get to all the information on our website at satalkradio.com.
250? The capacity is 200 at the venue.
No, it's 250.
Oh, is it? Okay,
well,
great.
It'll fit 250 in there. It's like, why not fill it up, right?
Oh, yeah, fill it up. Anyways, like those are fun, I'm telling you. They are fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be there. I'll tell you myself, I love them.
Yeah, and you're one of the gold sponsors at this event, too.
Oh, yeah. It motivated me to do it. It's a great place to be. Many people that are, you know, interacting and meeting each other as business owners. You can't miss those events. Are the ones that you need to be, and I love it. For me, they wonders, and that's why I'm gonna sponsor right now.
Yeah, awesome. And the nice thing is, because of sponsors like the Right Guys, all of the ticket sales, which are at $10 a piece, get donated to a nonprofit. And this time, is going to be to Discovery Camps, a camp for kids battling cancer. So the $10 that people pay to come in and eat and drink and meet people and do business, all of that gets donated. And last time we wrote a check for $1,790 to a nonprofit, and we'll do the same thing this time. Maybe even $2,500 if we get to 250 people.
That's always an amazing thing where you can just give it back to the community around you.
Yeah, and Howie, of course, he knows a lot of nonprofits, so when he recommends one, that's the one that we go with. So it's because he does his vetting and all that. We can rely on his expertise there, so thanks for that, Howie. Appreciate it. Now, a quick shout-out to our gold sponsor, Daniel Gomez with Daniel Gomez Enterprises, one of the gold sponsors for the upcoming Let's Talk Business Mega Mixer on May 16th. Daniel is an award-winning motivational keynote speaker, business coach, and corporate trainer that speaks and coaches events all over the world. I also want to give a quick shout out to my newest LinkedIn connections, Renee Solis III, a wealth advisor here in San Antonio area. He's serving business owners, of course, veterans and investors. And also to Jamie Ilar, a notary public in the Bernie, Texas area who specializes in real estate loan closings and field inspections. So I'm excited to connect with you guys and look forward to networking some more. As, of course, are you guys using LinkedIn at all? I mean, is this... You guys paying attention to it?
You know, I'm a little bit guilty on that, because when it comes to technology, I'm a darn dinosaur. That for real, I'm still running possibly sometimes like Windows 98 still, like kind of stuff.
Right.
Like,
I saw your Palm Pilot, which looked nice. You keep your notes on your Palm Pilot.
Yeah.
I forgot about those. Oh my gosh.
I'm guilty. I'm really bad on that. But we're taking some little courses and classes actually online with one of the business groups, and it's going to take me a little bit, but it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I've been on LinkedIn for probably over 10 years.
Have you?
But I haven't opened it up.
Yeah.
In 9 years.
Yeah, the profiles just kind of sit there and gather dust, I guess. But it is a really good way to kind of expand on the networking side of things. There's just a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and so forth. Lots of specialty businesses on LinkedIn that you can connect with.
And it's a great business-to-business platform. So if you offer commercial plumbing services, your prospects are more likely to find you on LinkedIn than on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok, because business people are on there. And I've had business owners, Mark, tell me, you know, I'm not on social media. I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm not on social media. I'm like, well, what do you think LinkedIn is? LinkedIn is a social media for businesses, but they don't see it that way. They see it as a business tool to connect.
Yeah, it's a great business tool, but though, like everything else, those you gotta really, to use it and maximize it, you really gotta learn how to do them.
I think we need to get LinkedIn to sponsor this podcast. We always spend so much time talking about freaking LinkedIn.
So, speaking of networking, Tito, how are you guys growing? Where are you focusing right now to grow your
business? Hey, man, this been exciting, really. Since the moment I started doing this and we spoke about it, it's been amazing. You meet wonderful people. You meet all kind of trades. Makes it easier as a business owner as well to find people to keep in your circle, you know, because we need, at some point, we need to hire somebody as a contractor to give us a hand. And you get to know how's their work, who they are, and people that you can actually trust and rely. And also, to they are there for you and they give you a hand. It's an amazing thing. So,
well, let's talk about the power networking real quick as we kind of unfold into the Right Guys Plumbing, because I know you're very active in networking. But we were in a situation, you and I were, and a lady had an issue. She got a phone call from her husband. They were having another plumbing company come out and service their home at about $12,000. And Tito was sitting right there, of course, plumber. And he's like, it just super cool. I thought you did it. The way you did it was super cool. Was just like, hey, why don't I go take a look at that for you?
Because something didn't sound right.
Yeah.
You just know. We're not saying names, but it was all a coincidence. I get to get my tux, you know, trying to look good, and suddenly who put you on a spot? And I remember when she said, "Well, they're gonna be there around noon," and I was like, "Well, let me try something, because for $12,000, you know, you can save $8,000 switching by the right guys."
Yeah. So Tito went out there and really just looked the job over and came up with there's a lot of stuff that you don't need right now, and you help them make a better decision, right?
Unfortunately, they were going to fall in the hands of stuff that was not, I was not right. You know, that's why I tell people, be really careful. Don't go with just the first bit, you know, they were going to do all kind of repairs that had nothing to do with it. So when we went out there and we see the problems that they had, we literally saved them $8,000.
Yeah, a lot of it was a lot of unnecessary work that didn't need to be done.
Yeah. Did you go out there too, Des?
Yes, okay. I was there.
Yeah, it's not only in the plumbing industry. I remember a few years ago, I'll drop names. I bought a used BMW, and I planned on getting everything fixed on it because I got such a good deal on it. I took it to the dealership. The dealership quoted me $11,500, and I started justifying it. And then somebody says, hey, why don't you call this German car specialist? And I went and got a price from him, and it was $4,200 for all the same stuff. And he said, as a matter of fact, there's some things that they should have put on there that they didn't, because once you take the engine down, you want to change these seals and that kind of stuff. And that was years ago, and I'm still driving that car today, and it runs great, and it's not leaking oil. I mean, that's a $7,000 difference right there.
That's a lot, and that's what happened on the case. Thank God we catched it right on time. It was all like a miracle happened, because everything happened so fast, and I happened to be there. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I wouldn't go to that appointment, she would have.
Well, you call it a coincidence, but it's like a God wink, right?
Yeah, it is. If you see how everything happened, it was almost like it was meant to happen.
Now think about the value of that person. You know, we won't mention any names, but I know it's Heather. I won't say her last name.
Sorry.
But imagine now the power of her testimonial, you know, whether she leaves reviews or tells other people, well, you're not going to believe what happened to me. You know, and then she'll say, and then they call the right guys. And that coupled with marketing, coupled with networking, coupled with being more effective and efficient in your business by leveraging, you know, a VA from overseas, all that stuff to make your appointments, to follow up, and those kinds, to take all your calls while you guys are helping people with these $3,000 jobs instead of $11,000 jobs, all that combined is really all part of marketing and sales.
Yeah.
You know? But you can't. There's no one silver bullet. You're not going to get all your business from networking. You're not going to get all your business from your sales. You're also not going to get all your business just from marketing. So all that stuff combined, I feel like you guys are doing, the right guys are doing the right things.
You know, I heard it put, there's no silver bullet, but there's like a bunch of golden BBs. So it's, right? Yeah. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
So it's
I hadn't heard that, but I like it.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's a broader, you know, shotgun approach as opposed to a...
Last year, late in the year, about October, November, we both decided that we needed to get ourselves out there and promote everything that we're doing. So as soon as the new year turned over, we kind of just opened the floodgates and everything's kind of just been coming and just falling into our laps.
You know, and when you're out there networking and you're connecting people to people and you're doing good things for people, because I know you guys are working with nonprofits as well, it's like all of that comes back to you.
Well, listen, the reason why we are here is it's, I mean, like everybody, and I want to be clear about intentions and what we're trying to do here in town. We're not here just, yes, we are a business. What business is not out here to make their money and have profit? Our dream is different. Our dream is, the reason why we opened this company is because we got tired of hearing what is happening to people out there, how they're taking advantage of them, or that skepticism between plumbers and the people that are trying to hire you. The moment that you get there, they see the plumber already like questionable, like you're the enemy. We're not the enemy. We're here to help you, okay? But we're also gonna fight, and we're gonna make things right, and we're not here to rip off anybody. We are here also to make justice, and we want to help out people, and I'm not a plumber at the end, and I'm not a businessman. I'm a problem solver, okay? And that's what it is, my job, and this is what I dedicate, to solve people's problems, to make you feel comfortable. So if you haven't had that experience, you have bad experience before, you definitely need to get a hold of us, give us a try, an opportunity, and you won't regret it. We are 130 right now, reviews perfect on Google, and not 130 people can be wrong. Give us a try.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your background. Just like real quick, where are you from? Because you do obviously have an accent. Where
yep.
are you
from? I am from Puerto Rico, actually a little town. It's called Bayamon in Puerto Rico in the Caribbean. They decided to bring me here. I was just chilling, trying to take coconuts down and all that stuff. I live in a palm tree. So
how old were you when you got here to San Antonio?
Oh, Lord, I was like 19.
Okay.
19. I didn't know how to speak English. Oh, absolutely wow. not. And I still can. I'm just trying.
You're pretty good. You're pretty good.
Nah, I'm just joking. And then I landed here in 1999. I've been here in San Antonio since 1999.
Okay. And then when did you start The Right Guys Plumbing?
I started 3 years ago. Actually, I work in major companies here, a bunch of different companies, you know, and that's why I'm telling you, I know how they move, I know what they do, I know how they act, and I know what they expect. So, and according to all that knowledge, we created our own very same thing. But actually, believe me or not, I come from a hairdresser background.
A what?
A hairdresser. A hairdresser background. Yeah.
That's right. I remember you telling me about that.
Yes.
Which freaked me out just a little bit. I'm not going to lie that you're out there doing hair. Because, I mean, I see you completely different now. I can't even picture that. Do you still like to do hair?
I don't practice it. But I have like a bunch of daughters and, you know, they make me practice it. You know, but no, I don't do it professionally at this time. I still hold a license. But no, I will stay in definitely my plumbing career.
Cool. And Dez, what about your background?
So I am originally from Corpus.
Okay.
I moved up here when I was 12 years old.
I noticed the accent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really it's really thick.
It is really thick.
You and Selena, right? Or Selena.
Yeah, we went to the same schools. No, I'm just kidding. But I came up here when I was 12 back in 93. Had no vision or wanting to get into being plumbing. It just kind of, I just tripped and fell, and now I'm a plumber.
It picked you.
Yeah. I've been doing it for 21 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And how did you guys end up working together?
I was, you know what is surprising?
Yeah. I was doing his hair.
No, just like him.
He tried.
The day that I got in plumbing and I I landed in my first trench. It was like on a summer, maybe like it was over 100 mosquitoes everywhere and deep in a trench. And I never thought I was going to be a plumber. I just want to try it out. And the moment I was in that trench, I thought I was being punished. And I look out and I say, yeah, so I was like, I don't think I'm going to last 3 days in this, man. No, there was no way. Here I am. So I started working as a helper in different little companies until I landed the same place that Desi was working. Mm-hmm. But I was actually a helper. And Desi was the man running the operation over there. And
the way they did things at that company, we're just going to leave the name out. They always sent the new guys with me because they're like, if this guy can last a day or two with him, then he's gonna make the cut.
Okay.
So he made the cut.
All right, nice. Well, what stood out about Tito?
His arms, you know, his chest.
He works out on occasion.
Arms, yeah, the rings, yeah. the accent, the personality, laugh.
Yeah, he just has a drive. Like when you give him something to do, he doesn't want to quit until it's done. Mm. It doesn't matter what time it is, how much food you ate, or how much water you've had to drink. it's going to get done.
So let's get into the real estate stuff now. So when home buyers, they're out there, we're all shopping for homes and stuff. Mm. And to be honest, we don't think a whole lot about the plumbing situation because figure it's just working or whatever else. But so what should a homeowner be aware of? What should they be looking for? Why should they consider the plumbing aspect, and again, what tests should be done?
Well, what needs to be done is everything's great. You always want to have the house that you're going to purchase inspected, but plumbing is one of the systems that's the most costly to get repaired. So after getting a report from a home inspector, you might, and it comes out to be bad, even if it's your own instinct, it'd always be best to call a licensed plumber and do a little bit further testing.
Okay, but what are we testing actually?
Well, we're actually doing a little bit testing on everything. When we go out there, we want to make sure that, for example, your water heater is actually up to code. That's a code and standards that you got to follow before you sell your home. And if this water heater is not up to what they call code and standards, what happens is that you're going to be called for it. And there's different reasons why some people just connect the water heater straight. There's not none of the components that you need to protect the unit as well, like expansion tanks and also what kind of connections do have in the top, what kind of material they're using. Because some of the material they're using also corrodes the water heater, okay? So when stuff like that start happening and it's not inspected, you get pretty much called on it, and it has to be fixed. Other things will be stuff like, hey, is your water pressure high? You know, the water pressure is very important because it's vital in your home. You get a slab leak, an eruption, that stuff only by testing could cost you a couple thousands. Copper pipes had to be cut, you know, and then after that, well, how are we going to repair it? How are we going to not to chip the slab and maybe run it over, you know, and trying to find a strategy how to make it work. And we trying to prevent all that stuff. But in the sales of the home also, too, they'll call you because of that. Everybody's supposed to make sure they have a regulator. Leaks under the kitchen sinks, on the bathrooms, that everything is functioning properly, like all fixtures and stuff like that, you know, like sewer lines as well. It's your sewer lines are working properly. What we want to make sure is that they understand that these things, sometimes the inspectors will call it, but there's going to be things that they don't fully understand, like a professional plumber, how it really works, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of this stuff also, it's convenient for them to do it because if some of those items still under warranty, say your water heater, you'll be able to save the warranty on that unit versus doing something that it could cost a warranty again.
What are the big ticket items that people need to be watching out for, though? I mean,
the drain system.
Okay, and how are you testing that?
Under the house. We can do camera inspections by pulling the toilets or maybe running the camera down the vent, going through the cleanouts just to check everything, make sure there's not a lot of buildup, there's not a lot of grease, there's no breaks, cracks, roots, things like that. And all those things can be prevented through maintenance over the years. I mean, it's a vital system, and it's probably one of the most costly repairs you ever have to make to a house.
Also, the composition of the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
This pipe is going to be clay. some pipes is gonna be cast iron, and it depends how old is the home. All those pipes have shifted, especially the ones in clay. Those ones in clay come from hubs of 4 to 5 inches each, you know, and those move with the ground. Roots go in and all that kind of stuff. So definitely the drain system is one of the most expensive after, probably after gas.
Yeah. Well, because it's in the slab, right? I mean, that's where it gets expensive.
Well, you got to dig under the house. And if you got to dig under the whole house, I mean, that's...
You got to create a tunnel, a serious tunnel. And then the expenses of that, because once you start digging that tunnel, you got to do all those repairs. Mm-hmm. The city got to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
Then when you get that city, the permit from the city will pass you. But it won't pass you until you get an engineer to come and see what's going to happen and how they're going to fill it up and all that stuff. Yep. So it's a process. It's very expensive.
What's a static test?
So a static test is you need to have a main clean out on the outside from your main sewer. So what we do is we open that up and we put a balloon down there and block any water from coming out. And we go to the furthest point of the house. Most time it's the master bathroom. We'll pull the toilet off and we'll just run water through the fixtures until the whole system is full. And then we're going to monitor that level. We want that water to be slab level and we're going to watch it for at least good 20, 30 minutes. If it holds solid, then your whole system is
watertight. Yeah, then there's no leak, right?
Yeah, it's watertight. But if it starts dropping, that's where you need to be concerned about that.
And those you got to know how to do them, because we've seen also in other companies that they do it wrong. That testing has to be performed right. Mm-hmm. It always had to be to the furthest toilet commode in the house. Using an available clean out. You see, and that's one of the things that we're trying to teach now, especially to a lot of realtors here in San Antonio, just to help them out and understand that these testings will be a lifesaver, not only for the customer that is purchasing the home, but also for the realtor. They work really hard to put their name out there. And the last thing that you need is get something that will actually cause problems. Because we had a customer that purchased a home. They were like newlyweds, not even like 4 months being married. So they moved and they sold the house. They were happy until the time came within that time. And they already had really, really bad problems with their sewer lines. You can also have pipes that are pitched back, you know, and they were all tore up. And they were on what I think it was concrete. And it turned out to be $25,000 to repair that issue. After
could they go back? House. Could they go back to the previous homeowners or anything?
No, because you see, that's the problem. It's a responsibility. It falls on the realtor to guide the customer to the right steps and buying the home. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. If they don't push for these testings, they could be selling a house that is bad.
Okay. Yeah. So you said that you inform and try to educate the realtors. Mm-hmm. How do you inform them? One at a time? Do you have a webinar? Do you have a brochure?
Actually, we did a couple classes at one time. You know, one big realtor here in San Antonio gave us the opportunity to give some classes. As of right now, as we get in more interactions with them, I don't have like a real time when I'm just searching and looking for that. I would love to give to educate them, definitely, and through this platform, just to let them know they can reach out to us.
I mean, that might be something to add on the ALS website, right? Which is, hey, you know, if you're a realtor or you're a brokerage firm, you know, please reach out to us. We have a free class.
If they have any questions, you know, and all that stuff, because at that point, I had noticed that a lot of realtors didn't even know it was a static test.
No, they don't know.
Repairs like that fall on the new homeowner, because in the process of buying a home, the realtor does let you know you need to get an inspection. It's up to you if you get it or not. I mean, you could say, nah, I'm good. I looked at it. I'm happy with the house. It looks good. Let's push forward with the sale.
Yeah, big mistake. I've had friends that bought houses. The pool was leaking. It wasn't disclosed. The previous owners claimed they didn't know. Same thing with HVAC.
You know, Howie, you can also, as a as you're the home buyer, you can actually turn to whoever you're dealing with, and you should ask them, hey, can I see the static test performed for the home, okay? And if they don't let you see it, then you know something is wrong. That should be transparent and look to you that, okay, they did it, it passed.
So what happens if there's a fail? What can be done if there's a failed static test?
If it's a fail, that's going to take us to another step, you know, and that right now involves cameras and trackers, and we have to use testing balls and start blocking certain areas so we can start filling up the pipes individually. It doesn't matter what it is, the laundry, the kitchen. We have to isolate absolutely everything, and we got to test it and test it. Once we find the one that is dropping, then we know for sure that that's what it is. And that's, then we'll give you a call for that. But that testing can take all day. We could be in the roof, you know, using the ventings and going down. It's very exhausting.
And you could have multiple leaks.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to test everything no matter what.
Well, listen, I'm going to explain you also why. Before I forget this little detail, when you level your homes, okay, remember it takes years to lower the pipe and get accustomed to go down. But when they picked up the homes, they lift them, you know, they're going to snap those pipes because those pipes aren't going to come from being pushed down up really fast, you know. Some, the majority of them have a lot of breaks. Mm-hmm. They also require the customer after that procedure to get a static test. Because that static test, what is it going to do is it's going to help you not to void the warranty. Some of those companies give you, I've seen it even lifetime, like a couple times.
Yeah.
But the, some of those home, they give you 10 years, okay, once they picked up your home. Yeah, that's a warranty.
The foundation companies.
If they don't provide repair. A static test to them, it means they never was tested. So if they broke whatever pipes they broke bringing the house up, and it start leaking and the house starts sinking in again, they're not responsible. Mm-hmm. They voided their warranty. So that's one of the reasons also too that you should check out a home, because you don't know if they did some foundation, you repairs, know, work or repairs, and then you just bought the home, it was never static tested, and they start, the moment that you moved even there, 3 months later, they start popping the lines because all that stress.
I never heard that before. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of homes being leveled, you know, but I would have never thought that if you're going to do that, you better check your plumbing after the slabs leveled so you can see if there's any leaks.
Wow. A lot of times it's in the fine print. They're not going to tell you anything about that. They're just going to be like, hey, job's done, sign away, get paid, walk away.
It's like, how are people supposed to learn all this stuff? You know what I mean? It's like,
It is exhausting.
It is, right? There's just so much that can happen.
You know, as you cops used to say, when you'd pull somebody over and they say, well, I didn't know what the speed limit was, ignorance is no excuse.
That's true.
I think that applies here too.
Yep.
Ignorance is no excuse. How are you supposed to know? Well, you know, YouTube. Talk to plumbers, talk to people who are experts. At the end of the day, that's really what matters. You know, people come to me all the time. They're like, man, I built a website and I had, you know, my cousin, my tia Tencha has a friend that the neighbor, the son took a class at SAC and, you know, and he built a website, but we can't get the domain name. We haven't made any edits. And
it's one of those.
You got to get an expert. I mean, look, water heaters is a big one. Oh, everybody has a Theo that can put in a water heater. Don't worry. Just go to Home Depot. We'll get it. And
you're
going to
get Tito
in.
Fired up.
Right? Everybody has an uncle that could do that. But it's almost always done wrong. And water is not your friend when it's not contained.
It's not supposed to be in the house.
And it's also very erosive. I mean, water heaters, people will be having them like 20 years, 15, 20 years, and like it looks in pristine condition on the outside. Just like us, you know, Howie looks good. You know, Mark, you look good on the outside.
I look better.
Yeah, but if you check his liver, forget about it. On the inside, dude, he's super corroded.
I have a couple of margaritas, now my liver's bad.
Yeah,
jeez.
Exactly. But no, water does do a lot of damage, even though the water pipes go into it. Look, you know, shiny, chrome, copper. The inside needs to be, you know, changed out at least every once 5 years.
Yep, got to flush them out.
Hey, listen, with all that, and then the hard, nasty water that we have here, like, for sure. Mm-hmm. If you're telling me that you are going to inspect a water heater from the outside, but what happened when your water heater is 8, 10 years, taking nothing but hard water inside, that looks disgusting in there. And especially when you ask them how you flush it.
Well, you guys took the one out of my house.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
You remember, was that you that carried it out of there, or was that Jacob?
No, no, that was me. That was a little bit.
I think half of it was sediment. Yeah.
Yes, and that's the thing. And that also, too, when you're not inspecting it properly, and they don't know that. You know, whoever's inspecting your home, most majority of them, they just have a little training. And then certain things what to look at. But they don't know the depth of things. They don't know what's going on. You buy that water heater, hey, it looks good from the outside, but now your elements are going to crap in the bottom because he's trying to heat up over all the calcification. Mm-hmm. And now it's not a 40-gallon. Now it's more like a 30 because all that calcium took the space per gallon, you know. So it's not an efficient unit, you know. It's not. And those are questions that you got to ask, you know, before you sell the home or look at the date of that water heater. And some of them, unfortunately, they're not even out to code. And once you touch them, it all got to go to code. Even if they're trying to fix, like I had a situation, I got to fix the TMP, the pressure temperature relief valve. I couldn't even touch it because that water heater was so old and he had everything wrong with it. And it's just one of those things. I think my cousin of Tia Concha went in and put some couple stuff and it looked scary. And people should not. That's
so
scary.
So the air conditioning heating guys, they have a spring checkup special and a fall or winter checkup special. I mean, you can't blink in San Antonio. You might miss winter sometimes. Mm-hmm. But they come and check your system, right? Your AC and your heating system. Do you guys, does the right guys have anything like that where, you know, hey, you're in your home. You know, now we've, you know, scared the hell out of them. Is there a offering that you guys have where you can go in and do an inspection? Maybe not a static test, but maybe a static test. But is there something you can come in and do for a certain fee just to check things out?
Well, for certain things, we also like to do we will ask you if we start seeing a couple stuff that doesn't look right. We don't like to be walking around and looking for stuff. That's not what we do. We're not trying to sell absolutely
nothing. A car dealership where you go in for an oil change and they find 12 grand worth of stuff.
But you know what we do? What we do a lot, we look into things that are potentially dangerous. You know, said that we like to walk by a water heater. Hey, let's check it. At least if that vent is connected properly. We don't want nobody here to the one of those horrible news because carbon monoxide in the home, you know, and stuff like, you know, couple of the gas, how's the gas connection there? Does it smell the gas? No. And little components can be really expensive. Let's go check your pressure, you know, because if you have like a nice water softener, you know, if you have a bad pressure, everybody knows if those resin basket pops, it causes a catastrophe or go inside your home. And the flushing is very expensive if you allow that to happen, you know. So we do things here and there. We don't mind to check your pressure. You know, in the house, we do it all the time, you know, so we give you all those hints. But as of right now, jumping on that, we are doing a special this month also, too, and it will be to flush your water heater, take a look to it, make sure everything is good. Realtors out there should take advantage of that because we're doing it a little cheap this month just to help out and educate them as well. And also, we're doing a camera. We put in a camera, you know, down the drain on with an available clean out. They have to have a clean out. If not, we're not going to be able unless we remove a toilet. But we're actually doing a main inspection also, too, with camera and all that for $75.
That's cheap. Yeah. What do you usually see in homes that you go in? Let's say somebody calls you, hey, my faucet is leaking or whatever. What else do you usually find that's a big, I know you said pressure. That was one thing that 10 years ago, I didn't know about water pressure, but where I live, there's very high water pressure. And I had a water heater that busted and somebody said, oh, it's the water pressure. You don't have an expansion tank.
Yeah.
So I had to learn all that stuff, but they had to put in this valve between where the city brings water to my house. And then between that point and my house, I had to have a valve there that regulates the pressure. Yeah, exactly. So is that something that you could tell right away?
That is correct. That's called a pressure regulating valve, okay? And everybody, and there's a code that say, hey, when you have a pressure regulating valve, you need a tank, a small, you know, tank on top of your water heater. And so if you have it, you don't. But the manufacturer said you need that expansion tank. It's better to put that expansion tank anyways. But yes, the problem here in San Antonio right now, there's so many people moving from out of state. The city is growing too fast, and they're building new commercial building, new residents. So now they need to push the water to them people. So what they're doing at the pump house, they're increasing the pressure. Once they increase in the pressure, what it's doing, you're going to start causing blowouts. And then the water heater with the thermal expansion and contraction, because the heat and the pressure, if you don't have an expansion tank, the tank is taking the abuse instead of that expansion tank. Because the expansion tank has like an accordion rubber in there that is the one that takes that impact. And if done, they start popping all day long. All day long, leaks in the yard as well. Yeah. But the way that you can tell, it's if you look at your meter, you should see like a couple of green boxes. And those green boxes, one of them has to be a regulator.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And Des, how often should a water heater be flushed? I know you guys have that special going, but
yeah, you want to do, if you have a water softener, at least once a year.
Okay.
Because that water softener is going to work its magic, and you want somebody that's trained and a professional to look, not only look over the water softener, but to see what that water heater needs, what it has, it's functioning properly. Without a water softener, twice a year. You should do it twice a year.
So it's not just connect the manguera and whatever and let it drain.
No, it's an inspection.
See, that's the do it yourself. We've had guests on the show, bookkeepers and others, that talk about these horror stories of people doing things themselves, the DIYers.
That expansion
watch a
tank,
YouTube video.
That expansion tank is the number one thing that'll cause a leak, too. Okay. Number one thing is that it'll cause a leak. Because if your pressure is off or the diaphragm in it fails, like Tito was saying, you can get a leak.
And if you have a water heater, if you have an older house, I guess maybe from the 80s or 90s, and you have a water heater or 70s in the attic, that's probably a no-no nowadays, right?
Well, it's grandfathered in. If it's already up there, it's there.
Got it.
Those are a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's where mine is.
Yeah,
I remember it. But yours, it was nice to work in that area.
Because it was right there.
Yeah, it was really nice. Now, imagine those of you got to be crawling like a monkey and like actually really doing yoga with a water heater that's possibly like 300 pounds because it's full of calcium. And probably the guy next to you has never done yoga in his life. So,
As an added expense, homeowners don't realize this, but if you have your AC unit or your water heater in the attic, it's your responsibility to make sure there's a walkway for a licensed professional to go in there and work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. And my AC unit's in the attic, but I've created a walkway for myself to go change those filters. Mm-hmm. I do that every 3 months so I could lose a couple pounds.
And also about
the heat.
Also about the regulator. I'm going to say this clear and listen, people, because I get this question all the time. SAWS San Antonio is not responsible for what happens from your meter forward to your house. I know you're saying, well, this should be SAWS because they increase the pressure and it is damaged or whatever it is.
No.
Save your time. Their job is to provide you with water service. Whatever you tap from there that the meter is reading, it's your responsibility. That's why you should be checking your pressure a minimum at least twice a year just to make sure that you're not going to have a huge accident.
And checking your shutoff valve. As a homeowner, you need to have an emergency shutoff valve after the meter.
Yeah, and checking your pressure is pretty easy. Like even Home Depot has a pressure checker.
It's easy.
Right? It's super easy.
It just takes you 2 minutes. But that's the things that we're talking about, that this is the things that really, really cause a nightmare. And you know, it's funny because it's not the first time. It's like those things wait for people to go either on vacation or something like that. Mm. Because I get it all the time.
It's gremlins.
Somebody that wasn't at home or they went on vacation and they did this or they did that, they had to come back because something popped.
Should you
in
shut
home.
Your water off before you go on vacation?
I would.
Yeah.
I would.
And drain the system down too.
Especially.
Oh, yeah. What do you do? You just flush
all
the toilets?
You can open a faucet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just open a faucet, make sure there's nothing coming out.
And if you have a water softener and you have a means to shut it off, like that shut off in the water softener actually would cut the whole entire water to the home, not to the yard, but to the home. Hey, swing by, cut it off, and go on vacation and enjoy it. But yeah, definitely I would. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about mindset here real quick. So I mean, we get a little bit of that from our discussion, your guys' mindset on things. But what you bring when you go out to a customer's home, right? that your mindset is, I'm here to help. I'm here to solve problems, right? I'm not here to sell, right? And it's a completely different mindset. And not everybody has the same mindset in any industry, right? So talk a little bit about your mindset. You're going out to a home, take it from soup to nuts. What are you there to do? What do you bring to the table as far as why you're there?
Well, first, you know, I feel gratitude the moment I arrived that people gave us the opportunity that they picked us to be the one to relieve them in that hard moment. Because you see some of those calls, they're not just a plug toilet, whatever it is. Their situation, they're sad, okay? And they will possibly involve a lot of money, okay? At that moment, I feel mercy and grace towards the people. I'm not, like I said, I don't care what any other company do. I know my calling. My calling, I am, like I explained earlier, I am a problem solver. I would definitely bring value because I'm not there to look at what can I sell to you. I don't care about that. I'm there because you call me. And my mission is to make sure that I'm providing you with help and that you feel comfortable at that time, that I can help you through that process, you know. And my value and my intention, so that's why I want to change this game. We're here for the people, and we're here to solve their issues. We're not here just as a company.
Right, because they're vulnerable, right? It's easy to take advantage, especially if they don't know what's going on. And if it is an emergency-type situation, they need it done quickly. So, and they're not necessarily going to go price it all over town, so people know they can take advantage. What about you, Des?
I like to go in there, like Tito says, as a problem solver and an educator at the same time. Because somebody may call me in there for a leaky faucet. But now I found that your angle stops don't turn off, your supply lines are bad, and you had your neighbor or your uncle come in here and repipe the kitchen sink drain, and it's all done wrong. So what I want to do is educate the homeowner on what was done wrong, what needs to be done as far as neglect of maintenance, and I'm going to give you several solutions on how we can get this taken care of in a quality manner.
Yeah. The words you guys used, you would assume one, everybody thinks that way. All providers, all plumbing companies serve their clients that way, mm-hmm. but we know that's not the case, okay? No. But number two, it has to go deeper than just, you know, from a plumbing perspective. I mean, it sounds like that's kind of a personal mission. And when Tito uses a word like calling, mm-hmm. calling is what, you know, the Catholics or the Christians say, this is my calling in life. Mm-hmm. This is what I was meant to do. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously it has a different significance. So is that something that, you know, you've always had since growing up, or something you came to that if you really did the right thing, and I love the name, The Right Guys, but if you do the right things happen in life.
Since I was young that I see my grandpa was a believer, and he was a man of peace and integrity. You know, that's why I picked honesty, integrity, and trust, because that was the basics of my grandfather. My grandfather was a wonderful man, you know, and he taught me the value of being a man and being a person as well. And I grew up with that. And this turns out the mysteries of life, what it takes you. It took me to get to this and been doing this as a plumber. But yes, it is my calling. And I get I take it so personally, I get really upset. I get really upset when I see what they had done with people out there. And sometimes we had to pay the price too, because we got to earn the trust of the people that have been hurt by other companies before or whatever they're doing. And that's something that upsets me. Like, I don't take that lightly. So we go out there, we try to make the best out of it. And sometimes the market increase and all that kind of stuff. And also people like been doing so many bad maintenance and stuff that nothing is up to code. Right. But we're going to call you on that. We're not trying to sell you.
I had a GC after I had a house fire in 2012, and they did a bunch of remodeling. And the GC, there was so many places. Mm-hmm. After bringing in you guys and HVAC people and experts in their field, they're like, oh, my God, who did this work? I said, oh, is this GC that's no longer in business? Yeah. But yeah, it's amazing how many people will cut corners and not do it. Des, did you have somebody in your family that you look up to that kind of, you know, led you on this path of honesty, integrity, of doing the right thing?
That's just how I was raised. You know, we were poor, you know, like everybody else. We were poor. So we were just brought up. I was brought up, you know, doing the right thing, doing a hard working life. The plumbing industry these days, in the past 5 years, it's really just gotten crazy. It's been about everybody make as much money they can make.
Yeah. And just buying out competitors and opening up in other markets.
It's become more of a sales game than a plumber knocking on your door and saying, hey, I'm here to fix your pipes. It's more like I'm here to see how much money I can get on my paycheck today. Mm-hmm. So and me and Tito noticed that, and that's something that we want to, you know, trying to overcome and say, hey, we're tired of being, you know, the nice guys finish last. We want to get ahead of it.
Yeah, I don't think you're trying to. I think you're actually doing it, you know, at least from what I hear, from what I've seen from me. You've done work with Mark, the people that we know that you've done work for. I mean, it's one of the reasons why you guys are on the show. So, yeah. I mean, continue it. It's kind of a lonely path, you know. I've been in marketing for 30 years, and I tell people, like, you know, I mean, I could scale my business by charging a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like sleeping at night. Exactly. I like having a good reputation. I like people saying, like, oh, my God, had it not been for you, I don't know what we would have done because somebody took us for $15,000 and we didn't do this. We didn't have access to this. They held us ransom. And that happens often.
And there's a lot of small business companies out there that are very honest. They do great work. They're very reputable. But this is the small handful of giants out there that are just kind of making everybody look bad.
Yep. Yeah, well, one of the things, and I know you said you have kids. Do you have kids?
They're grown. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Being on video and being on these podcasts, because people ask me, like, oh, how can you do that? And, you know, is it just to make more money? I go, no, it's not really. It's legacy. You know, you're creating legacy. Yeah. Because what would I give, man? Like, I never met my grandfather on my dad's side. I got a lot of value and wisdom from my grandfather on my mom's side. But, man, I kind of wish that I had been around to listen to my grandfather talk wisdom and see what his personality was like, the one on my dad's side. You know, I would pay royally to have video of him. So you guys are creating legacy, maybe for your grandkids, you know.
Hey, listen, and that's one of the most important things that I believe. I mean, money is not going to give us just a position in life. I mean, maybe in the materialistic, three-dimensional, but actually, if you, my purpose is to leave a legacy, and it is more important for me. It's how they're gonna remember me, okay? What have I done for the better of it? To pay back, you know, also too for my grandparents what they did, you know, and be an example in the day before the good Lord decided to call me, what kind of memories I'm going to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
What have I done for others? You know, for me, it's better than just say I have X amount of money in the bank and that doesn't work for me. I need to leave a footprint.
Well, you said money doesn't buy happiness. I got a Howieism for you. How about that? Because we haven't used these glasses. We're doing them in your honor. What happened to your glasses?
We all got
to put them on. Mark, you got yours on?
I'm ready.
So you said money doesn't buy happiness, and I agree with you. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it does pay the salaries of a large research staff to study the problem.
Exactly.
There you go. There you go. Life,
you
right?
can say it no better than that. Sponsored by Howie.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. All right, Tito, if folks want to get in touch with you guys, how do they do that?
They can call me at 210-744-4397, or you can visit us at to our Facebook page. You can go ahead and check out the cool stuff that also Mark has done for us over the years. It's an interesting path, so they can reach us there as well.
We have our website, too, at therightguyssatx.com. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. Howie, anything else?
The Right Guys, the Great Guys. I'm glad you introduced me to them. Yep. You know, I can't say that much about your pool playing skills, but maybe we need to have Dez over and see. You know,
we'll get the
podcast guys against the Right Guys, and we'll do a little pool playing.
We'll do it. Well, now that the felt is all tight now, because that's the only reason I lost.
Yeah, that because the felt on my pool table wasn't tight. Yeah,
and I had to fix it already, so there's gonna be no excuse.
Got it fixed.
Did you have enough chalk?
Yeah,
and then also to
just hand chalk. No,
that gets the felt dirty, man.
It does.
Get a glove.
Remind them again. We got $75 special drain and water heater flush to all the realtors out there that about to close the homes and sellers about to sell the house. Give us a call, yeah, and we'll do a full home inspection. You're going to love us, I promise.
That's a good price.
That you is. Can't beat that. You it's know what cheap. Camera service is only like $300-something just nice. For that throw a camera down the drain?
Yeah.
And like $185 to $200 for a water heater flush? Yeah. And you're getting both for $75? Yeah. That's a given, brother.
Okay, yeah. Now is that for just realtors or is it for anybody?
That's for actually for anybody at this point right now.
Okay, I was going to okay. say, better
include
me.
But yeah. who can take care, who can take more advantage? It'll be them because, you know, that's what they're going to save them a lot of headaches.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm telling you that way. And we have that special right now. And let me be specific. With available clean out only.
Yeah, yeah. Okay? I've got a clean out. I know I'm good there.
There you go.
We'll put it in. We'll probably put it in.
All right. Thanks, Tito. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
We wrap up the show. Quick reminder to check out our latest podcast and catch video versions of the show anytime by visiting our website at satalkradio.com. And also a quick reminder to come to our, if you're in San Antonio area on May 16th, come to the Let's Talk Business.
Hey, come out there. Mixer. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun out there that night. Anyway.
And you're going to do business. That's what one Lots thing that after the first mixer that a lot of business owners said, that I met people I'm doing business with. And that's really the key.
That's
and having a good time.
That's good.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. You guys did a great job.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right.